Okay, this is root number 9. Megillat Rut, session number 9. We are holding the end of Perek Bet. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vatomer Ruta Moavia. So last time we said that Naomi told her daughter-in-law, Rut, that Baruch Hashem, that Hashem has sent you to the direction of this person, Boaz, because he is, not only he is our relative that will take care of us financially, he's also a Goel. And Goel means that he would take care of the neshama of the Niftari. So Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Batome Ruta Moavia, Yam Ki Omar Elai, he also told me, his roots, also, I mean the Boaz, also told me, Yam Ki Omar Elai, Imane Harim Ashelitit Bakin, you should stick to the youth that are with me, Adim Kilu Et Kol HaChatzir Asheli, till we finish all the chatzir, all the harvest that I have. So basically he told me I could come back here and I could stick around with the Ne'ari. Now, it's very interesting over here. The Midrash says, Midrash is bothered. Ruth. Naomi told Ruth, Baruch Hashem, you went to this guy is Boaz, he's our family, he's a Goel. So now Ruth answers back. He says, yeah, not only that, he told me I could come back again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Right? And she said I could. She said, Ruth said, that Boaz told me that I could come and stick with Emanuarim Asheli, with the youth that are mine, the workers, till they finish the harvest. So Zog the Midrash. Why is the pasuk repeat over here? Vatomer Ruth Hamoavia. By now we already know that she's Moavia. Why do you need Hamoavia again over here?
Every time it says Vatomer, it says Vatomer Ruth Hamoavia last time.
No, I have to show. Yeah.
Pasuk Bet also said like that.
Yeah, but over here Midrash takes issue with it, and Midrash says, you ready for this Midrash?
It's already Jewish also.
Yes. And Midrash says, because the way she spoke, it indicated that she's Moavi. What did she say? Boaz said, come and stick together with Na'arotai, with the young girls, the girl youth. She said to Naomi, Boaz told me, and come asher im el amar elai im ha-ne'arim asher litit baki. Ne'arim, not na'arot. Stick with the boy, youth that I have here. If Ruth says this, that's what Boaz said, so that's an indication that she's Moavi, she's not from originally from Klal Yisrael. Well, depends how you understand this Midrash. So that those who want to understand the Midrash, that she, you know, she was Motzi Shemra type. How could she say such a thing on Boaz? Boaz said, come and stick together with my boys. So that Motzi Shemra attitude, that's not a Jewish attitude. I saw that perush by one of the Mefarshim. It bothered me. Torah Tumimah has a beautiful perush on this, and the Malbim also has a different perush. That's interesting. Torah Tumimah says that it could be that in the Lashon Moavi there is no difference between boys and girls in the Lashonot Zohar Nekeva. Since there was no difference, so he couldn't differentiate. She couldn't differentiate between what Boaz said. Right? And therefore she said, Ne'arim, Ne'arot. It's the same thing, same terminology.
What language did they speak to you?
No, in her understanding, Loshon Moavi, there is no he and she.
But if they're talking Hebrew and says Ne'arotai, Ne'arot.
Yeah, so in her mind, not being that Hebrew is her, not her first language, it's her second language. So in her, you know, many Persians mix up he and she, you know, all the time, right? So she mixed up he and she because she wasn't versed. From this you see she was Moavia. She was not a Ivrit. She was not a Yehudit. That this would have been her first language.
Why was it written like this? If she would have written, then make it out to be right. Shmuel HaNavi putting it together.
Shmuel HaNavi.
More than that. With the Nebuah, is it Shmuel HaNavi happening to all those things? With
that's right. So that's right. The question is, even if it's mechaben, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to tell us this? What is so important about this? Exactly. What's important that this? That's right. Yeah.
The Lord could find the Hishram and tell that there was a little bit of a
theme
that was coming from the nation. So that maybe to tell something to the Hishram.
No. I don't want to go that at Malach.
And then so, like almost like some, she's not thinking about it, but that's kind of like.
Yeah.
She has to struggle with
that. Right. I didn't see that. It could be that they say it. I wouldn't want to go that mahalach. So the Ma'abim says a very important point because it fits into the whole thing. He says that Ruth did not understand Boaz and did not understand Naomi when they were discussing the Inyan of Yibum. She didn't have. She didn't know there is such a concept of Yibum, meaning she, you know, if there would have been brothers, I understand. But that the Boaz is going to marry me as Yibum to bring back the boy. Naomi knew that. Boaz knew that. We said that they had a Mesorah, that the Malchut Beit David is going to come from a Moavi. And they had this in the back of their mind. But Ruth didn't know that. So when Boaz told Ruth, stick with the girls, she thought he meant stick with my boys. And one of these guys are good guys. These are my guys. One of them would be a good shidduch for you. Right? Because she needs a husband. She's a young girl. Right? So that's what she came back and told Naomi, that not only that, he told me stick with one of the boys. You know, I'm going to tell him not to touch you. He said that I'm going to tell boys not to touch you. But stick with them. And maybe a shidduch would work out between you and them. She never thought that there's going to be a Yibum concept that's going to be carried out by Boaz. So when Naomi also said to her, he is Goaleinu, Migoaleinu, she didn't realize Migoaleinu means that Hitake could be someone that you could marry as a Goel, as for Yibum. She thought, Migoaleinu, he's going to redeem the land and everything will be fine financially. So she didn't have. That's why she said it. So like the Malbim, that's what the Midrash means. That she's Moavia. She was not familiar with the whole depth of the Hashkafa of Yibum to be able to understand what Boaz and Naomi were talking about.
Had this, according to this Malbim, how does it fit in Boaz said stick with the girls. She's changing his stick with the guys.
She misunderstood him. I mean, she thought, stick with the boys, girls, just stick with them, with my kids, with my guys. Why did he say stick with them? What's there to stick with them? Just go and work. Why you stick with them? He hang out with them, and the shidduch would work out. That's how she understood it. He's looking after me. He cares about me. He wants me to find the shidduch. Right? And he said, stick around. You know, we have people here for you. We have good shidduch for you over here. That's how she understood it. Now you see how the next pasuk fits in beautifully. But Tomer Naomi and Ruth. Naomi said back to Ruth, Kalata. Naomi now referring to Ruth as being her Kala, which means, no, you are my Kala. Not your Muavia. You are my Kala, which means you're my daughter-in-law. And as my daughter-in-law, I need to make sure that something will come out from my son. Tov biti ki tetzi im na'arotav. It's good, my daughter, that you should go. You go out with his na'arot. She fixes it. On her own, she fixes it. That probably what Boaz told you was not na'arim, na'arot. It's good that you should stick out with the na'arot. This way, in other fields, nobody would touch you. So, Naomi, on her own, understood what it was that Boaz had said, and therefore she corrected in Ruth's mind what it was that Boaz had said. Right, that's how Malvin puts it in. Chav Gimel Vatitbak Ben Arut Boaz. She connected to Na'arot, the girls of Boaz, Lelake, to collect, at Kelot Ketzir HaSeorim Uktzir HaChitim, till the end of the harvest of barley and the harvest of wheat. And then Vateshev El Chamuta, she sat with her mother-in-law. She lived, settled with her mother-in-law.
Why does she have to be double-digit? Just be with them.
Right. So I mentioned this before. You see how many times this word of devekut is mentioned again and again and again and again.
Okay. When she joins like...
She really is a part of them. So, Mefarshim asks, the Pasuk says, Vateshev et chamuta. She settled with her mother-in-law. What's the question? Of course.
She's not married to anybody.
She has nobody else here. Who did you think she's going to live with? She's going to live with her mother-in-law. Why does the pasuk have to say it? So, Nachamo Malbim speaks out that even though she connected to all these young people, her real makom was still by her mother-in-law. She didn't just hang out with them and connect with them and just after a whole long time that they're working together, you know, become their buddies and say goodbye to her mother-in-law. She still kept her settling place, her dwelling place with her mother-in-law. Who?
Ruth is not a worker. There is like Ani is collecting whatever.
Yes.
Down on you, no?
No, so that's what Boaz said. Even though you're collecting as an Ani, stick with them. They say you could eat with them, you could drink with them, you could be with them. You know, you don't have to be treated like an Ani, other Abba. You'll be treated like one of the workers. Make yourself at home. Make yourself comfortable. Connect with yourself to all these people. So he's just trying to make her feel comfortable. She should not feel like a stranger. So the Midrash says, she stayed there the whole time of Ketzir Chitim, Ketzir Seorim and Ketzir Chitim. So like the Midrash, how long is Ketzir Seorim and Ketzir Chitim? Mitechila Ketzir Seorim at Kelot Ketzir Chitim Shelosha Chodashim. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachman. 3 months. Okay, so a little bit more left over. Till the end of, at Kelot Ketzir Chitim, end of Ketzir Chitim, 3 months. 3 months would be Nisan, Iyar Sivan, basically. Now you have Yom Tov too, so go a little bit light. 3 months. Why do I need the Midrash to tell me 3 months? Do I care? It was 3 months, 3.5 months, 2.5 months. What do I care? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, from the beginning of the harvest of barley to the end of harvest of wheat is 3 months. Shkayach. What do I need to know? So all the Mefarshim speak out. They said the hint over here, from the moment that she came, which was the beginning of Ketzir Seorim, that is when they came to Eretz Israel. That is when she became Mitgayeret. She is not allowed to get married. A goy who becomes a Jew is not allowed to get married till 3 months. It's Shilusha Yarchei, right? Chodshei Havchana. To differentiate, to make sure that she's not pregnant. Because if she gets married earlier, then we don't know the pregnancy is, maybe was from before she became a Jew, and the child might be a Goy, or maybe afterwards. So for 3 months, she's not allowed to get married. This way, we'll know for sure the child is, that she got pregnant after she became a Jew.
Can we trust her? Her words? She says, I passed 4 years, I wasn't with anybody.
You don't trust. That's halacha.
That's halacha is based on what? Because we don't trust him?
That's Chachamim determined that there always has to be 3 months.
And besides that, so Rosa has another good point.
A lady gets divorced. She cannot get married for 3 months.
Yeah.
Even if she says, I wasn't with my husband for past 3 months. Sorry. You cannot get married till after 3 months.
Oh, that's another good point, because then we don't say she became Jewish to marry this guy. She's to wait.
Okay, good. Yeah, but that's not the point.
Something else. Meaning, even if you say, fine, she came to Israel, waited 3 months, now she could get married. But how can we trust her now?
Trust her what?
Because she became Jewish?
She trusts her that what? That she's not Mezane? That's true by any girl.
So his question is, so let's trust her that I wasn't married for the past 5 years. As soon as she comes in, right? So if you don't trust that, I can trust her within 3 months.
Because we're not trusting that she has mezane now. Why should we? What?
So why don't we trust her if she?
Because she wants to get married. She doesn't want to wait. She doesn't. I know I'm not pregnant. She could convince herself not to be pregnant, not knowing. I mean, there's a reason to come with yourself.
She's saying it that I wasn't with anybody for the past 5 years.
Maybe she was. There's no Avera before to have been with somebody. Maybe she was, and she thinks, you know, I was using birth control. So I'm not pregnant. Since I'm not pregnant, I could say I wasn't with anybody before. She would. The whole reason is that I shouldn't be pregnant. I know I'm not pregnant. You play around with it. But for her to come and say that I was not Mezana, why would she? She has a cheskat kashrut. Why should we think that she's Mezana?
What do you do? No, it's not.
That's what I'm saying. Even a lady, a Jewish lady, who gets divorced, she has to wait 3 months.
But she's not. She didn't become geared the past 3 months. Did she become geared the past 3 months?
Yeah, as soon as they came, the beginning of Ketzir Seorim, they came. She became a geored, so that's why the Midrash points out. That's why Naomi did not talk about Yibum, marriage, anything. So this whole process took 3 months. That brings us to the beginning of the next perek. Now you see it makes sense. Batomer la, again, I point out to you, it is prokimor divided by the goyim. The prokimor divided by the goyim. The perek. That's how it was. That's how they did it.
The question is why we follow
Christians did it. Yeah, that's a question. So the next pasuk is Batomer la Naomi Chamuta Biti Halo Amakesh lo Manoach Asher Itav Loch. My daughter, isn't it that I'm looking to find comfort for you that's good for you, which means now I'm going to talk to you about Shiduchim. Till now I didn't talk about Shiduchim, because till now I couldn't talk to you about Shiduchim. I needed 3 months. Now that it's 3 months, now I could talk to you about Shiduchim. Yeah, now you're in the parsha. That's right. So, halo amakesh loch manoach asher yitav loch. I'm looking for you a comfort that is good for you.
She wasn't looking.
There's a manoach, by the way, I should connect this before. If you look at the pasuk we had before, Pasuk Tet, Perek Ale Pasuk Tet. Perek Ale Pasuk Tet, when the two daughters-in-law were pushing to come with Naomi, Naomi said to them, Yiten Hashem Lachem, Hashem should give you bracha, Umtzena Menucha Ishbet Isha. You should find Menucha, each one of you should find comfort, the house of your husband. Go and find the husband, and right, so your Menucha, you see, is in the house of the husband. So when she says over here, Avakesh loch manoach, I'm looking for you. For a manoach means I want to find a husband for you. That's the raya. Is Manuach over here, his husband.
Yeah, but she had her eyes on Boaz over here. She knew it was already...
Who is she?
Naomi, why
yeah, she yeah. No, no, that's what she says. Now, Ruth doesn't know anything. Yeah. Ruth has no idea that Naomi wants to be Meshadech, make a Shidduch between her and Boaz yet. Now she's telling her. So what does that mean? I want Avakish Lach Manoach Asher Yitav Lach, that is good for you. I want to find you a husband that is good for you. What kind of a husband is good for you? Really? That's really that much? Very good. So the Malbim points out, he says that is good for you is the real good. Kimo shamru chazal behaisha shenised lemochsin vaita kosheret kishrei mochsin. When a lady gets married to a husband who is a tax collector, she also gets involved in becoming a tax collector. Meaning she's ezer kenegdu. Whatever the husband does, she's going to become that kind too. So if the husband happened to be a thief, so she's going to become a, you know, helper to a thief. Therefore, I want to find you a husband that is really good for you. So the Gemara says, you ready for this? The Gemara says, a person should not marry his daughter to Amharis. And then Gemara Pesachim. A person should do whatever he can, right, to make sure that his daughter not marry an Amharis. Why? Shekol hanotem bitul Amharis, anyone who marries his daughter to an Amharis, kemi shekafta, then not nalitna aris, as if he tied her up and put her in front of a lion. Huh? And why? What does that have to do with a lion?
Just takes
it. Right? Because Amores make uboel ve'en lo boshet panim. Right? He hits and he does what a husband does. Right? In a cruel way. And he's not embarrassed. So, you know, whatever a person can do, should do, that he should not marry off his daughter to an Amoris.
Talking about Olam Hazeh.
Yeah, Olam Hazeh. Even Olam Hazeh. I'm going to get to Olam Hazeh too. But for sure, Olam Hazeh. I mean, don't give your daughter to Amoris. He's going to destroy your daughter, Olam Hazeh. That's why I tell the Bachrim, I beg you, don't be an Amoris. Because if you're an Amoris, have Rachmanus on your wife, and don't be an Amoris. You know, at least for the sake of your wife, don't be an Amoris.
What does it mean, my care?
Mizane. Literally, what's the question? Yeah. Yes. Vechen, yasi bitul l'talmid chacham, Rambam writes. Rambam writes, a person should make sure to marry off his daughter to a talmid chacham. Why? She'en davar megune velo meriva bebeto shel talmid chacham. There is nothing bad and there is no fighting in the house of a talmid chacham. So when you marry your daughter off to a true talmid chacham, you make sure she has peace of mind. There is no fighting, there is no hitting, there is no, you know, davar megune, bad things. There's nothing.
Well, let's make something clear. It doesn't mean that somebody is kolor, it doesn't mean somebody is working
exactly. I said talmid chacham.
I know, I'm just saying.
Did not say kolel, I did not say balabas. I said talmid chacham.
I'm just saying
that talmid chacham. Kolakavud, yeah. Talmid chacham means someone who's a ben Torah, who follows what the Torah says. What he does, that's up to him. You're right. You could have him this way, that is that. I could have it the other way, that, you know.
I'm just saying that it's not the whoever is going to take care of the wife. It means somebody who is going there to Torah. It's not. Some people could be sitting and learning, they're not really going in Derech Torah.
Not whoever takes care of his wife is going Derech Torah.
No, I'm saying
whoever goes Derech Torah, obviously is taking care of his wife.
Right, that's what I mean.
Right. Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Opposite of Hamaris is
Talmid Chacham. Right. Yeah. So Hamaris, in other words, doesn't have the teaching from the Torah, and therefore he does what he does. Whatever goes with him, it goes.
But that's a little bit. if she's not holding with the madriga. If she's not holding with the madriga, then she's not going to be happy no matter what.
In Achinam. That's right. Okay. Obviously, your daughter has to be.
Tamei Chacham is going to be a Pad de Melech, and she says,
Lav Davka. What do you mean? The husband obligates himself. I'm not Eflach, Ve'okin, Ve'afanes, I mean, I'm going to provide
food.
A Tamei Chacham would not allow his wife to be Pad de Melech Tochan. Okay? If she needs more than that. If she needs more than that, and he understands that she needs more than that, the Tamei Chacham would not do that. And the Gemara is like that. I'm not going to get into that. It's not a Shalom Bayit class now. But the Gemara is like that. Okay. So, that's right. So that's what it means. Asher yitavlach. I want to get you married to somebody. Asher yitavlach. That would be good for you. Fa'ata. And now, halo Boaz muda'atanu. Now she introduces the shidduch. Isn't it that Boaz is our relative? Asher ha'it et na'arot of that you were together with his na'arot girls. Hine hu zore et goren ha'seorim. He is ready now to winnow,
to marry a woman.
No, zore et goren ha'seorim means he's going to do winnowing on the. On the what I'm trying to call it, zore is you throw the tevuah up in the air, and the wind would separate between the straw, the shaft, and the straw and the grain. So that's what he's doing. In other words, they harvested all their tevuah. Now he's processing it. So inehu zore et goren ha'seorim alayla. He's doing this processing tonight. So he's doing that. Okay. Verachatzt. Let's read the story a little bit. I'm going to go right in the story, then we're going to come back in the fashion. Verachatzt. You should wash. Vasacht. You should put oil on yourself. Vesamt simlotaich. And you should put on your clothing. Alaich. On you. Liyarat. And you go down a goren, to the goren, to where the pile of the wheat is. Barley is. Do not let anyone know that you're there. Don't show yourself. Don't make yourself known to people. Mean you should be sort of in hiding till he finishes eating and drinking. When it's time for him to go to sleep, because he would sleep there. Find out the place that he sleeps. Ubat and come. Begilit and reveal Margilotav, his feet, the shachaft, and lay down right next to his feet. Vehu yagid lach et asher ta'asin. He will tell you what to do, what you should do. Matomer eleha, she said to her, Ruth said to Naomi, yes, we're going to see why. Ruth says to Naomi, kol asher tomri elai e'ese, whatever you tell me to do, I will do. Here, the devotion, whatever you say, I'll do. Batera da Goren, she goes down to Goren, and she did whatever her mother-in-law commanded her. Boaz ate, vayesh, he drank, vayitav libo, and his heart became good, which means he became, I don't call it drunk, he became tipsy. Vayavol lishka bikseha arema, and he came to go to sleep at the end of the pile. It's a whole pile. Right at the end of the pile, he went to sleep. I just point out here, parenthetically, he wanted to sleep there in the field because he wanted to protect from Ganavi. Because those days, as we said, you know, people were not behaving properly in those generations. But Tavo Balot, and she came in hiding, or quietly really, but Tegal Margelotav, and she revealed his feet, Batishkov, and she went to sleep. Why did she have to reveal his feet? We're gonna see. Vaiba Hatzi Alaila, and it was the middle of the night. Vayecherad Aish, the guy started shaking. Charada means, started shaking. no trembling. He realized something is wrong. Somebody is here. He got scared. The Targum says he started trembling from fear. But he loved it. And he grabbed onto the person who was there. He thought maybe there's a thief, maybe there is a murderer, maybe who knows what it is. It's dark. Middle of a field. He feels there's somebody there. And he grabs. Vayilafet means he grabbed. Literally, over here, means he grabbed. Vehine, and he realizes, Isha, it's a woman. Shochevet margelotav, sleeping right by his feet. He couldn't see. It's dark. So, I guess he felt that, you know, long hair or something, or shaitel, or whatever it is that she was wearing, right? Or a tichel, right? For sure was not shaitel. Those days, for sure was not shaitel. They were safari those days. They didn't wear shaitel. So, shochevet margelotav.
Somehow you're going to have to explain
all of that to me. But there's yichud too. Of course there is yichud. Vayomer, and he said, Miat, who is this? Who are you? He couldn't see her. Vatomer, Anochi Rut Amatecha. I am Rut, your servant. Ufarasta kenafecha al amatecha. Spread your wings on your servant, ki goelata, because you're a goel. Vayomer, and he said, Berucha ad la Hashem biti. Ah, you're Baruch to Hashem. Hetavt chastecha acharon min harishon. This second favor that you're doing is even better than your first favor. Levilti lechet acharei abachurim imdal veim ashir. To go after, or I'm sorry, not to go, after these young people who are out there, if they're poor or they're wealthy, you could have had a choice of going after any man who you want. Right? You did a chesed that you stuck with your mother-in-law all the way till here. You didn't let her go. And now you're giving up your choice of marrying, you know, a man of your choice. And you want to marry me? An old man? This is a chesed you're doing. Because a chesed as yibum. Hichab, that she's doing it because of yibum. The chesed that you're doing now with your deceased husband is bigger than the first chesed that you did. Va'atabiti, and now my daughter, Atirei, don't be afraid. Kol asher tomri eselach. Whatever you say, I'll do. I'll do for you. Ki yodeya kol sha'ar ami, because the people, sha'ar means beddin. All the chachamim of my nation, all the beddin of my nation know, ki eshet chayilot. Now you're an eshet chayil, because she's been here 3 months. She's going around taking care of her mother-in-law. You know, the word got spread. I mean, look at this princess of Moab came to Eretz Israel for her mother-in-law, with her mother-in-law, and this is how she's taking care of her. Everybody knows you're eshet chayil. So I know you have good intention, we know you're good. Whatever you want, I'm going to do. Va'ata. And now, ki omnam ki im goel anochi. It's true that ki goel anochi, that I am a goel. V'yam yesh goel charov mimeni. There is another goel closer than me. He has precedence. Therefore what? Lini halayla. Lay down here tonight. Go to sleep here tonight. V'ayav aboger. And it will be in the morning. Im yigalech tov yigal. Okay, how do we read this pasuk? Im yigalech, tov yigal. That those who say tov is the name of the guy. So therefore, if tov would migoil you, would redeem you, he will do it. Ve'im lo yachbos degaolech, and if he doesn't want to redeem you, ug altich anochi, I will do it. Chay Hashem, he swears, shich v'yad aboker, lay down here till the morning. That those who say Tov means that was his name. That those who say Yigalech Tov, if he does, you know, yeah, it's a good thing. If he's good, you nicely, fine. If not, I'll do it. She can't leave. It's the middle of the night, dark. A lady is going to start walking around in dark. Who knows what's going to happen to her? So he says, the best thing is lay down over here. What am I going to tell you? Right? Now. There is no problem of yichud. Because if there is a concept of yibum, he will just do it. He's just giving precedence to his uncle.
Huh? The concept of yichud is concept is not there, the Indian
is there. Yeah, exactly, fine. But the Indian is there. So
even the Indian is
there. Right, but so what is it gonna do? Tell her to go? Batishka Margilotav, he lay down by his feet at the boker till the morning. She lay down by his feet till the morning. Batokuma, she got up. Beterem Yakir Ishadrehu, before anyone is able to recognize his friend, before Mishiyakir, before Zaman Sisit. Bayomer, and he said, Al Yivada Kibaha Isha Agoren. It shouldn't be known that the lady came to the Goren, because what are people going to say? Right, so get out of here before anybody finds out. Right? But at least it's already by the morning, so it wouldn't be too dangerous. Bayomer, and he said, Havi Amit Pachat, bring your handkerchief, Asher Alaik, that's on you, Be'echoziba, and hold on to it. Batochezba, and she held on to it. Bayamod Shesh Seorim, and he measured 6 barleys, Bayashed Aleha, and put it on it. Bayavu Ha'ir.
What's that to measure?
And he came to the city.
What is it for?
Right. So, Pashut Pishad is, he measured 6 measurements of barley.
Oh, I'm just thinking.
Right. But the Pasuk doesn't say that. Sheikh Seorim. So Chazal say he gave her 6 barleys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What's measuring?
As a Simon, Remez Rimezba. He gave her a hint that she's going to be Zoche to a son, Mashiach, that's going to have 6 qualities. That was the Simon over here. That's it. In other words, you're it. You are the mother of the future Mashiach. Okay?
Let me finish.
It would be from Boaz or Tov.
I mean, right now we're not.
Yeah, either one. That's correct. Either one. She came to her mother-in-law. And she said, Mi at biti? Who are you, my daughter? That's what she said. Mi at biti? Who are you, my daughter? Who are you?
You married or not?
What's going on? Whose wife are you? And she said, she told her whatever the man did with her. And she said, these 6 barleys, not only he gave me. Because he said, you shouldn't come empty-handed to your mother-in-law. So if you say 6 seorim means 6 measurements,
then that's something.
That's a, you know, you brought a gift. And if you say 6 seorim means, 6 seorim means he's giving a hint. I know what's going on. Okay? Your mother-in-law sent you to me. I'm not sending you back empty-handed. Go say it's all taken care of. It will be taken care of. She's going to get a child of these 6 seorim. Don't go this way. You won't go empty-handed. You have something to show for yourself, for what you did. But Omer, and she said, Shevi biti. Okay, now my daughter said, Adasher ted in echipol davar, till we see how things are going to fall, where the chips fall. Ki lo yishkot ha'ish, because this man that I know will not sit quietly, ki im kila adavar hayom, unless he'll take care of it today. He is not the type of guy who's going to procrastinate. He'll take care of it today.
What would happen if they would be together? Who would, like, would history come out different? Because over here the mitzvah is in his hand. Why should he wait until somebody else to it? You grab it.
So closer.
Wouldn't it be right?
Somebody else has a closer right. Has a mitzvah, has a closer mitzvah.
Yeah, but it's not the, nobody's in line over here.
Right.
So the whole thing's in Indian anyway, so.
I mean, what's the whole shtick? Why didn't Naomi just tell her, go speak to her and say, I'm going to be?
That's right. Why didn't Naomi herself do it? Right. Call Boaz over, say, Boaz, listen. This is the situation, right? And you and I know, and Arash is going to love this again. You and I know that we have a Mesorah. We have a Mesorah that Malchut Beit David is going to come from a Moavi. We have a wonderful Moavi over here, right? Isha Moavid like that. And you are Ishchail, you're Boaz. Yalla, Mazal Tov. In Miyabim, everything will be good. So say it. Why did she say it?
middle of the night, go.
I'm not going to tell you the answer tonight.
No, but the answer. The answer is because she has two issues. Always loses issues.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're good.
Gula, right? Okay.
But it's more than that. Yeah, right. Right.
That's all that's true.
It's a whole, it's Arichut. Arichut Devarim.
The parish initiated by women and they have to start it. The initiation, right?
So the woman would have started it. Naomi would have approached. Okay? She would have approached.
But she's not the one. Ruth is the one.
Okay, so a woman is
doing it. Of girl initiating one?
Okay, we'll get to that. All of this is the... Okay, I've come for tonight. When is the next session? Thursday night?
We're not going to finish though.
We're not going to finish. We're not going to finish either way before Shavuot. We're going to continue after Shavuot, Mr. We'll finish it. Shavuot night. I would do it, but Ezra says it's not going to get recorded.
No, don't go by himself. You should so watch that. You don't give him.
That's a good point.